only.
Highs of 12 to 16 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 3.
You ready then, JP?
Yeah, ready.
In your own time then, I'll play the little bit of the movie and then you just jump in then with the music, yeah? You right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
You right?
I think so.
Am I
super loud? It'd be super
well,
low.
Well, my mic's not on for a start, so...
There it is, there.
No, that's over there.
Have I not... Oh, hang on one second. I need to turn everything off just for a second.
Oh, wow.
You don't mind waiting?
I'll wait.
Now we're back on.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is that better for you?
That's a lot better, yeah.
Oh.
It's not better for the audience. They can hear me now.
Pamela finished like an hour and a half early. So I then missed out. It was all a kerfuffle and a mess for the handover.
And we get more of this show then. That's fantastic.
She actually only finished like 28 seconds early.
And but, yes, but that 28 seconds has made a difference.
That's vital. Right, are you ready then?
I think so.
I'm going to play the bit of the movie and then you jump in with the music. Yeah.
Right.
You ready? Here we go.
All right.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Go. Stay the night. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland. Good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley off your Tuesday afternoon. Not feeling particularly fresh today. And I wasn't out or anything last night. I was
feeling a little seedy.
I don't know. I'm not as fresh. Maybe those files from yesterday are catching up with me. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Quite a number of people reacting to your skills on the... It's a melodica. Is that what it's called? Melodica?
I thought it was a squeeze box.
No, what's a melodica? Is a melodica the little flute, the little piano flute thing that you have? The kind of...
Oh, that's like the... So it's like a keyboard.
Or a recorder.
You blow into it.
Recorder. What was the things we'd have in school?
Yeah, you'd have recorders, all right.
It's like a recorder, the thing that I'm thinking of. I think there's blowing going on there. Right, yeah. You can get this. That was beautiful, I gotta tell you.
Look, if you can identify what the tune is,
it's Jurassic
then it's
Park.
Good enough.
It's Jurassic
exactly,
Park, yeah.
He nailed it.
Any more of them for 2 o'clock every day, send them to me on Insta. Tag me, DM me or whatever, but it needs to be like playable. If it's a video where a funny thing happens and it just depends on seeing it, then it's not going to work on the radio, okay? Right, what have I got for you? Is this going to work? This is the thing that I find myself asking. I ask this question before every bit we do. Is this going to work on the radio?
Right.
And invariably, no. No is the answer. And yet I keep plowing on day after day, week after week.
Banging your head against that wall.
Oh, my God. This is... This is Queensland in Australia. Queensland in Australia. You've heard of it?
I've heard of it.
A mystery object washes up on beach, leaving woman baffled. She took to the internet on TikTok. The woman posted a video on TikTok showing the bizarre-looking item washing up on the shore of an island off the coast of Queensland, Australia. She was left stunned, it says here, after the object... That looks like a human leg. Well, some people were saying it looks like a leg. Some people are saying that it looks like an arm. But I think it's more leg-shaped. If you can imagine, I'm going to try and describe it for you. It's like it's got the shape of like the girth of a thigh.
Yeah.
And then it slims down to...
Tapers down, yeah.
To a skinnier sort of musculature washed up. People are suggesting it's a human body part, which would be a grim find if you're just walking along the beach. Can't imagine, that's a lot of fun. She put it up on the internet, people were replying to what they think it is, and she reckons she's... Let me call my... Oh, what I've got a shark guy. This is my aqua guy. This is my Aquaman.
Okay, right, Jason Momoa on the line shortly. Fantastic
my very own
stuff.
Jason Momoa. Let me call my my beach guy.
It's ringing.
Mm-mm-mm. This is Porrig I'm calling.
Okay.
Porrig or Podrig?
I go Porrig.
Is it a hard D?
I'd say it's a silent D.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it Porrig or Podrig?
Porrig.
Porrig. So a soft D.
Yeah.
How are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
How you doing, Ray?
Good, man. I've just been looking at this this article from Queensland in Australia. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Now, she took a photograph of what looks like there was a theory that it's kind of decomposed to some degree, it seems, because it's kind of an off-white, maybe a grey kind of colour. People are saying it's an arm, or it could be like a human arm or a human leg. It's of sufficient size to be either of them. But she says that she's done a follow-up video where she says it turns out it's actually a whale's willy, she says. A whale's penis has washed up on the beach. She says, apparently, the males fight and they bite each other's things off and then they just wash up on beaches all around the world. It's like we're coming down with whale mickeys on our beaches. Yeah. Now, you work for your sightings officer with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. Is this a thing that whales do to me? Is this true?
Well, to start with, no, it's not. I mean, it sounds like it's that they're having their summer season, their silly summer season, a little bit early down below.
The whales are, or just the Australians in general?
Australia in general. But all right. No, if most whales don't even have teeth. So that theory that it's a whale's penis that's been bitten off by another whale... it's kind of to be found in the library under fiction, I would imagine.
Well, when I read this, I thought, well, it could have been one of these mating rituals where the much like stags fighting each other, or, you know, bear fighting for the affections of the female, that if two whales were to conduct some sort of a pageantry or a jousting of some kind or a battle to try and win the affections of the female whale, then that might be part of a wrestling or something, but they don't do that.
With the humpback whales we see here, we see them returning here in increasing numbers year after year. And, of course, when they return here, they're coming from the breeding area, which would be the equivalent of Queensland in Australia. These are the warm tropical waters where the males compete with other males for females. And, on occasion, humpback whales can actually... can die during these battles. This is serious combat, but they're just not equipped for biting each other's willy penises off.
Willy penis. And there's been no means of, like, pulling one off. I mean, if you pardon the expression, like, or doing damage in that sense.
There's a lot of puns we can use here, but we won't.
We'll avoid. But there'd be no means of it being, like, damaged or injured in those kind of battles, because it's just not present, because they're not mating in this case.
Yeah, no, the males are amazing. So, I mean, like, I've never seen a whale penis here. Listen, it probably is a whale penis, but really, unless you did look at forensically through DNA, you can never be sure. And even if it is a male whale's penis, you'd never really know what species. So it could be a humpback whale, or it could be, you know, a larger whale like a fin or a blue whale, which are abundant in the area. But, you know, it leads in nicely to the story that, you know, it's a good conservation story.
Yeah.
Humpback whales are increasing. Most populations, including our own population here, that the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group are studying, they're increasing year on year, so it's a great opportunity, for members of the public to get up onto headlands or get out on boats in Ireland and view these wonderful animals.
So they're absolutely spectacular. Yeah, they are. But when they're coming here, well, when are they here specifically?
Yeah, well, they're here at the moment, but we would have recorded our first humpback whale this year as early as around mid-April, and we could see them, right through to about now. Things are starting to tailor off. But the other factor is that the weather's disimproving and the days are getting shorter, so it just becomes more difficult to see them. But it's not that unusual to have a few humpback whales here at Christmas or even into January. So they are here for quite a long time each year. So it's a great story.
And then they head away then for mating in warmer waters. Is that the case?
Where the males do their competition thing. I mean, another thing is that this whale could well have been a dead whale, And what happens when whales die, perhaps of natural causes, is gases build up inside them, and that tends to then push all these internal organs out. So the penis could have got pushed out, and it could well have been just bitten off then by a shark or something like that. You know, so that's another angle on it.
That's the only way then that you'd reckon that this could have come off, is that like it would have been bitten off by something
out, and it could have all happened post-mortem, if you like. Far more likely, but anyway.
Cheers, Park. Listen, thanks for that. I suppose people can join you all year round, but in finer weather, it's like we can look at March, April again next year. We can get out and check out the humpback whales and indeed the dolphins all around Ireland.
Yeah, and if people are fortunate enough to have a sighting of whale or dolphin, they can log on to the IWDG website or use the IWDG reporting app and report their sightings to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group. And it's a powerful way for us to engage in citizen science and to help the conservation
Fantastic.
Of these wonderful animals.
We can all get involved. IWDG.ie. Porrig Woolley, thanks so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Okay, take care.
All the best. Bob. He's my whale guy now.
Right, so he's now your whale guy, not just your aqua guy.
I've got a shark guy. Porrick is my whale guy.
Okay.
Let me do a roll call. 0874-100-102. I'll do that after this on Today FM. I feel like all these people in this world. Years and years. Starstruck on Today FM, playing the music you love. Starstruck. Willies! Today FM, Tuesday afternoon, Wales and Willies. Mm. Where else would you be going? Do you know what I mean? Hey, JP.
Yeah?
Do you know who my favourite Disney character is?
Who's that?
Mickey.
wasn't he originally known as Steamboat Willie?
Hey, what? Do you know what? He was actually.
Yeah, it's all ties together.
Mickey's and Willie's. It could be Free Willy from... This is on the whale penis that was washed up on the beach in Australia. Or the theory is at least that it was a whale penis. And I was asking my whale guy, Porrig, how would it get there? And he said, it doesn't happen from the fighting. It would involve either it dying and falling into bits or it being bitten off by something with sharper teeth. Or a whale with a knife. Did we consider that?
Right, like a whale mugging.
Have we considered a porpoise with a chainsaw?
Get me some knife crime stats in the whale community, please.
Can we talk to the newsroom? Can we get on to the newsroom about that? Stuart in Fox Rock says it could be Free Willy.
Hey.
Love the show.
Hey.
Well, it certainly was. If it's on entirely on its own on the beach. A tallywhacker joust from Darren. This is on the whales fighting one another. The whales do fight one another, and they do have, as Porrick was telling us, as a kind of a ritual of a mating ritual of the males impressing the females, but they do not bite.
The whale penis that's photographed in the story you're referencing, Ray, is very much about the size of an average human leg.
It depends on the human.
It does entirely.
As much as it depends. It depends on the size of the human, and it depends on the size of the whale.
You know, you're exactly right, Ray. But I went on the internet, and the average
How long have you been Googling whale Mickeys?
As long as it takes.
Man, you'll do
anything. I'm committed.
You are a producer now.
You look at 7 meters, Ray.
Wow.
Now, a lot of that is internal, so it doesn't come all the way out.
That's what I always say as well.
Anyone having calamari for lunch?
Not hungry now, are you? A lot of it is internal. You just have to take my word for it. A lot of it is internal. Well, I'm telling you.
Did somebody attack you with a knife? Ray?
I'm telling you.
God bless you.
I'm telling you. A lot of it is internal. Well, Ray, I live on an island off the coast of Panama. This is where all great stories start. I live on an island off the coast of Panama. We have humpback whales from the South Pole here at the moment. They come from August to October to mate and give birth. In December to February, we get them from the North Pole, from Nick in Panama. By the way, love the show.
Hey.
Do we have someone listening to us in Panama? Frankly, that's just ridiculous.
It appears we do.
Shout out to the Panamanians. The Panamaniacs listening this afternoon. Good to have you. Cheers, Nick. Yeah, I wonder where do our whales have their babies? They say warmer water, perhaps, because we have our humpback whales in Ireland most of the year round, but they go off someplace else to mate and to have babies. Roll call. Ray's here, JP.
On show,
Raimi. I know someone called Raymond who goes by Raimi. Personally, it turns my stomach, but just trying it out on you. Love the show from Deirdre. I think I kind of loosely had a pet name, dear Raimi, not Deirdre. Nobody called. Deirdre, Free Willy and Raimi. All options. On show, Ray. Carol here having a whale of a time. Ray and JP here for another adventure through the medium of sound. Mr. Foley, you have the bridge. From Cahill and from Moy. War Factor 5, engage. 'Tis no wonder the dinosaurs went extinct, if that's what they were listening to, lads. I love the show. A from Jamie and Kerry.
I was slagging off my melodica playing.
It was ridiculous. And on show, lads, that's a vote of confidence. They've extended the show by 28 seconds. Oh, this is Pamela ending 26 seconds. Get rid of all those ones that are like half an hour old. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the text. Right. Joe Curry, Today FM. Pharrell Williams and Happy. This is Today FM. Tuesday afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. Ray's my name. This is JP over there. How you doing? Text and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. We'd love to hear from you on voice note as well, in particular. If you want to record a voice note, 0874 100 102. Particularly if you work in the service industry, like a waiter, waitress, behind the counter staff, dealing with members of the public. Who is the rudest, most ignorant customer you've ever had the misfortune of dealing with? And you can't say me. 0874, because I'm not going to read it out. Even if you say me, I'm not going to read it out. I'm heavily filtering the texts. 0874 100 102. This is the subject of James Corden, who was barred from a restaurant in New York, a swanky restaurant. He's been in a couple of times. This is bizarre. This whole story is bizarre because the owner of the restaurant went on social, wrote up a whole essay about the two times James Corden was in. Like one time he found a hair in his, I don't know, his salad or something. He lost the rag altogether. Says, I want free drinks and free drink, all of the drink I've been drinking up to now, I want it free for me and my party. Imagine saying that. Because if it's me, right, I'm in a restaurant. I'm mortified to even be, like when the waitress comes over, is everything all right? Everything okay? Guys, is everything okay? Actually, when she comes over to ask that question, my mouth is always full. So I'm like,
just nodding vigorously. Yeah.
No. Thanks.
Even if things aren't fine, I would never say that because
if there's a hair or a fly or some sort of thing that's like, this is a problem. So then being in that position, I'm already, oh God, I'm so mortified. You're going to hate me for this. But like, there's a hair in it. Not a big deal, but can you change it up? Or it's a little bit cold. That's another thing. I would send it back if it's cold. But like, anything like that, I'm mortified to even be doing it. I'm like, I'm so sorry to be doing it, but I have to send it back. James, not for James Corden. I want free drinks. I want free rounds on the house. And then another time, they were getting an omelette. And I don't know what, he was getting an omelette or some sort of eggs for tata or something. And egg white had mixed in with egg yolk. And he sent that back. And they, instead of sending it back with a salad, which is what he'd had originally, or his wife had with their eggs, they sent chips back instead. I'd be like, sweet, delighted. Love you, eat the eggs, I'll eat the chips. He lost the rag again. So the manager went online, said, you're barred, you're never allowed in here again. We used to have, JP and I used to have a mutual acquaintance that we would occasionally go for dinner with or be out with. And we would be dreading being out for dinner with him because he was so horrifically rude to the staff. Do you remember?
It's not ringing a bell. Who is this person?
You can't name
him.
I'm not naming him. No, I can't. He was horrifically rude to the staff to the point that, like, I would be sitting there going, I don't want him to think I'm like this. I don't think this. And I'm giving this look to the waiter and waitress like, it's not me. It's not me. I'm not this rude. I'm just with this person who's rude. Anyway, the story gets better with James Corden, by the way.
Oh, for God's sake.
Your man went back online since, the owner of this New York restaurant, and he said, I'm hereby forgiving James Corden. All is forgiven. He can come back into the restaurant again. Because Corden, after all this has been all over the internet, rang him up and apologised and said, I'm so sorry for being a big meanie. The worst customers you've ever had to deal with, 0874 100 102. Text or WhatsApps, and like I say, you can't say me, because I'm not going to read those ones out. Do you remember when Anton Deck appeared? They pranked James Corden.
Yeah.
I've never been sure about that guy.
Just today, I'm fed.
Spice Girls, the spice up your life. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Text and WhatsApps. 0874 100 102. I'm just reading the comments on that James Corden story.
Is he coming across well, right?
I don't think people are. a lot of these people are not necessarily fans of James Corden. Thing is, though, and the thing is, they say you can tell the personality, you can tell the type of person the person is based on the way they treat serving staff or waiting staff in restaurants. It tells you everything you need to know about the person. So I'm mostly embarrassed.
Yeah,
it's the way I conduct myself in restaurants. It's like I'm just so sorry. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Non fans of James Corden. As a dog groomer, cockapoos are the worst. Can't say my name or the shop to protect myself from those crazy owners who want their dogs left fluffy. From Anonymous. Now, as a cockapoo owner myself, in defense of cockapoo owners, I don't particularly want my dog fluffy. Just don't take too much off. I don't want my dog bald. I don't want my dog looking like a rat. but otherwise, take as much off as you need to take off. Instead of being scripted into the army, I think all school leavers should be conscripted into hotel or retail industry for 6 months. Maybe then they'd all learn basic manners from Ruth. That's a good shout. See from the other side. And goes to show, money can't buy you class. He should be ashamed of himself. He should be leaving Whopper tips, not complaining like little Egypt, asking for free drinks. Mortifying from Lisa. Any of your own direct experiences with customers or customers that were rude? 0874 100 102. And we'll do that in a couple of minutes. Shakira's next.
Ray
well,
Foley.
Stick around right here.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting, no fighting. No fighting. Lads, have I told you? Shakira. No fighting, Shakira. Wyclef Jean, Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland, a good afternoon. Text and WhatsApps. Sorry, I'm from James Corden, meeting a nightmare customer, getting barred out of a restaurant in New York. He's allowed back in now. Update on the story, he's allowed back in because he made a grovelling, apologetic phone call to the owner of this restaurant. Worst customers, 0874 100 102. I'm a dog groomer. We were talking about dog groomers, and in particular, cockapoo owners, such as myself, being called out. I'm a dog groomer. I've never come across people being so rude to me in regards to the matted dog hair on their dogs. Well, I suppose if the hair is matted when you're handing the dog over, the dog has matted hair, you're going to get rat dog back. Because they have to shave it. There's nothing they can do. It's not all of a sudden they can magically just make it long and smooth again. There's no conditioner for that. They've got to cut it out, or you got to brush your dog every day. That's just the way it is. Especially owners of dog with poo, chon, or doodle in their name. You know who you are. Blessed be the dog groomers. While sanding a floor for a customer in Lucan years ago, some dust stuck to some cobwebs on their ceiling. When they saw the cobwebs, she accused me of putting the cobwebs there, as her house was too clean to have them. It really wasn't, though, from Ken in Dublin. What? Well, yeah, Ken. Yes, madam, I'm just walking around the house putting on fake cobwebs. And anyway, years ago, I was working in a restaurant in South Kensington in London. Ooh. And Rick Astley walks in.
Well, there you go.
Unfortunately, we were full. I couldn't offer him a table. He was an absolute sweetheart. He said it was no problem. He said he'd call in another time. Some people are just sound. Others are overprivileged and self-congratulatory, pompous whale appendages. Love the show. Hey. A from Stuart. Stuart, interesting story about Rick Astley. He didn't want to give out, but you had to let him down.
Hey-o.
You like that? Oh, come on. Do you get the joke? Come on.
Super Max and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads.
Anastasia, and I'm out of love. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Very good afternoon to you. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
How are you?
Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? You sure it's not like Thursday or Friday or something?
No,
like that?
It's
something
Tuesday.
Something more manageable, no? 0874 100 102. Text, WhatsApp, hellos, and how he is. I just saw on Twitter, Ryanair have put up a sign with James Corden's face on it, and he's barred as well. He's banned from Ryanair as well.
They never hang around for long, the Ryanairs, do they? Very quick in the trigger.
I used to imagine this is James Corden being the worst customer ever. No, others beg to differ. 0874 100 102. I used to manage a very busy city centre shop with a very busy deli. Not the worst customers, but certainly some of the most annoying was when they'd have 90% of a roll eaten and then they'd come back and complain that it wasn't A, nice, or B, that they found a hair randomly at the end, in the very end of the roll.
Suspicious.
Nothing like the hair colour of any of the staff working in the deli. Also annoying and rude was the standard, "This is cheaper in the shop up the road" crowd, as if I'd forced them to come in and buy it from me. Oh, and the "I'm in a rush, can you hurry up" crowd. "Hold on and let me ask the till to be quicker like" from Stephen. Stephen, thanks for the contribution this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Danielle. Is it Danielle's the midwife or the nurse? She's over there, yeah. Danielle.
Hey, Ray. Talking about awkward customers, I used to be a midwife in a busy Dublin maternity hospital.
Oh, you could be about to mention my wife now. Be careful.
In the private section.
Okay, not my wife then.
And I had a lady ring the bell at 3 in the morning, the emergency bell, to ask me to scratch her toe.
Ah, here. Come on.
Well, hang on. Had she had serious surgery? I mean, an itchy toe. You're not going to get to sleep with an itchy toe.
And also, could I take the baby out of the room because it was afraid of the dark?
The newborn baby. Take the child. How did you know the child was scared of the dark? It's just after spending the last 9 months in the dark. Surely it's accustomed to it at this stage. And Rachel's over there. All right, Rachel.
Hey, Ray.
How are you?
I used to work in Deals a few years ago and Deals. I had a woman come in, bought her a few bits and bobs, purchased a plastic shopping bag, and about 20 minutes later came back in and threatened every single member of staff under the sun because we wouldn't refund her the 20 cent for the plastic bag that she no longer wanted. It was a good one. Right, love the show.
Hey! Rachel, thanks for that contribution. Much obliged. However, I think I might be with the lady with the plastic bag.
Take all your stuff home, unpack it, and bring the bag back
in. You bought a thing in a shop that you don't want. You want to return the thing.
Yeah.
And should the plastic bag be included in that? I mean, it's a purchase. It's an item. I don't want it. I still have the receipt. I'm returning it.
But you've used it. I mean, if you buy a 99 and you lick all the ice cream off the cone, and can you still bring the cone back and get a refund?
But JP, you're not licking your plastic bag, surely. You've only been carrying stuff in it. Do you know what? I think I'm with the Deals lady.
Wow.
I won't be swearing the entire place down, but I might be with it. Dermot Kennedy at Today FM.
The extended mix there for you.
You're welcome. What's that? Lost Frequencies. For you now, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Love it. Love it. I got the music in me. You tell me this is Pat Fitz.
I think it's Pat Fitz. Like the Pat Fitz.
I read this article this morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's a cool story. Let's talk about that. And then you rang this guy and you think it's Pat. What happens?
I punched in the number from the website. Look down at me phone as it's ringing. And what name pops up? Only Pat Fitz.
Pat Fitz.
Yeah.
And when it came up, did you go instantly? Did you instantly remember who Pat Fitz was?
Well, instantly I thought, oh, I've misdialed something. What the hell's going on here? And then I did. I absolutely, I knew who Pat Fitz was. Yeah. Straight away.
This is the article. Here we go. If you're determined to get your wedding bash bubbling as soon as you say your I do's, one company in Cork has just the addition. It's called Prosecco Tuk Tuk. Prosecco Tuk Tuk. So it's a tuk tuk with Prosecco? And it does exactly what it says in the tin. Fitzgibbon Event Motors has unveiled a Prosecco Tuk Tuk truck, which you can set up. There's a fun phrase to say. Prosecco Tuk 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 Tuk.
Careful now.
Easy. Stay away from those F's. A Prosecco Tuk Tuk truck, which can be set up in any outdoor location for an al fresco toast or two. Nicknamed Penelope, purple bug log a lot of them. Nicknamed Penelope, the gorgeous Italian Piaggio Ape truck has been converted into a mobile Prosecco bar and has been fully restored from the ground up.
Let's call him.
I didn't know it was Pat Fitz.
The Pat Fitz.
The blast from our past.
Oh.
It's ringing. Let me call my tuk-tuk guy.
Okay. Hello.
Hello? Is that Pat?
It is. Who might be speaking?
This is Ray Foley, Connor from Today FM. It's Pat Vince, everybody.
Pat Vince. Ray Foley, how the hell are you?
Weird. This is weird. Because I saw the story, like I said to JP, I spotted the story about the Prosecco tuk-tuk truck. And we were like, let's call whoever is running that. JP rings you, and it turns out it's blast from the past, friend of the show, Pat Fitz from a million years ago. Will we tell our history? Will I share? Because I'm sure there's children who have been born listening now, who have been born since our paths crossed originally. That'll be wondering, why? Who is this guy? What's the relationship?
Yeah, well, let's educate him. Well, you had a fantastic spot in your show in 2007, 2008.
Right.
And you had a competition on the radio, and you put someone through to Eurostar.
Yeah.
And my friend Neil won it, and then said, I'd want to go, and said, I want to put my friend Pat Fitz through. He rang me, I said, I'd want to go. We had a fight, and then I ended up going.
So Pat went on Eurostar, which, for these children listening, a lot like X Factor or kind of a TV
it's
talent
like,
show.
It's like the little version of X Factor, yeah.
You ended up like on the final, or pretty close to the final, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember we went on air raging, like we went to war. Brendan O'Connor was one of the judges. He said something along the lines of, he voted you out, even though he said, that's the better singer.
Come on, Brendan. Yes.
And then that became a whole big war. We went to war with the Eurostar people.
Hashtag never forget.
We're still not over it, Pat. You were robbed.
No, I still rock myself to sleep some nights.
So this is insane. So JP got the number on your website and then put it in, and it started ringing. It turned out to be you all along. This is this has blown my tiny mind. Tell us about the tuk-tuk.
Well, the tuk-tuk is called Penelope, and she's one of three vehicles we have. And the whole point of the company is it's an event company based around motor vehicles, because I have an obsession, and my dad does, and my brother does. So the tuk-tuk is called Penelope. It's an Italian Piaggio 8, it's called, and it's retrofitted with pretty much like a beer tap for Prosecco, ice machine, mood lighting, optics, the whole shebang. So basically a mobile Prosecco bar.
And this is going to look class though, particularly for the wedding photos or for the Instagrammable wedding shots, because of course that's all needs to be considered at this stage as well in the modern era of weddings. You need to think of something that looks cool for the photos.
Exactly, and like from the dizzying heights of Eurostar, I went on to the even dizzier heights of wedding band life, and so I have the wedding band, so we just branched out, so it seemed like
it's a nice tie-in.
Yeah, and it's there's two other vehicles. My dad's retiring soon, so we got him a lovely wedding car called Grace. That's on the site. And then the third thing, which I think you'd find really cool as well, is, do you remember those 80s American vans?
80s American vans, like an A-team van or something like that?
Exactly, but different colours, yeah. Same van.
Oh, cool.
We stuck a photo booth in it.
A photo booth?
Yeah. So
basically,
about 20 or 30 feet. Jump in and take a lot of photographs. So it's great.
That's a great idea. So in terms of the Prosecco then, do you provide the Prosecco or do you need to bring your own? Bring it BYOB?
Either or. We can provide the Prosecco, or if the venue wants to provide the Prosecco, we can facilitate that.
You'll make it work and you can take along on the day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Listen, man, it's a fantastic idea. It looks very cool looking at the photographs of it, I have to say. It's great to catch up with you again, man.
I've been waiting for this phone call since 2008.
We dropped you like a hot snot. What's your woman? What was your woman's name that won it?
Leanne Moore, wasn't it?
Leanne won it, we've been on band team Leanne ever since.
Yeah, I boycotted Limerick since.
What?
No, I'm joking. She was from Limerick, so I just refused to go there.
Absolutely, yeah, sure. We've never been back since. Listen, man, thank you so much for taking the call. And the website is eventmotors.ie if people want to check it out themselves.
That's the one, and really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Cheers, brother. Love you talking to you. Hey, cheers, man. Pat Fitz, man.
With Supermac.
That's the manor singer.
100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermac.ie.
I tried to find the clip of Brendan saying, Pat's the manor singer, because I used to play it all the time. Pat's the manor singer.
It'll be unreeling in the years at some stage.
I'm sure it will. It'll show up at some... The travesty. The
injustice.
The disgusting injustice that was
corruption
done.
Corruption question mark?
Well, we certainly alluded to it.
Backhanders question mark?
Stick around. The Today FM cash machine calls on the way. And Justin Timberlake next.
Pamela Joyce.
My tonsils are huge. All afternoon.
This lad.
is unbelievable, isn't he? I tell you.
He's mad for the chats now.
Oh, he's getting his head beaten up.
Hello?
Patrick.
Yes.
Ray Foley here again.
Hey Ray, how are you, buddy?
I tell you what, you're some dope. You're some monkey. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing to me? You're killing me here.
Well, look, there's no problem. I'd say she'd be more delighted if you just said hi, Ashley.
If I said hi to her?
Oh, yeah.
To the beautiful Ashley?
Yeah, would you mind?
Ashley, you're such,
she might forgive me for... We're not live, are we?
Oh, you are, yeah. You are live. Oh, you are alive. Don't say anything.
Don't swear.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
You never said hello to your wife on the radio?
No, and she's minding her brand new 11-week old twins.
Oh, 11-week old twins, lads.
Incredible. Yes. And I forgot. And I was warned before I went on.
Is it boys or girls? What have you got?
One boy, one girl. Our boy's called Jesse and our girl's called Raina.
Your boy's called what?
Our boy is called Jesse and our girl is called Raina.
Raina, after me?
Wow.
Yes.
And how is she? Is everyone doing okay? Everyone's in good shape?
Everyone's healthy. Everyone's great. We just haven't slept in 11 weeks, but that's okay.
All right. Well, send her lots of love on the radio now then.
Thank you very much. So, thank you, Ashley, and congrats. Not congrats. oh, my God, why am I tongue-tied? Lots of love, Ashley, to my wife. And thank you for looking after our twins so well.
Cheers, Pat. Stay safe.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, bye brother. Bye. Justin Timberlake. Just something about you. This is Today FM. We are looking at you. Whatever. Justin Timberlake and Like I Love You. What a song. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Earning an afternoon. Sometimes people... What's the name of that Prosecco truck? Pat Fitz is behind it, and eventmotors.ie. So Penelope, the Piaggio ape truck, as I called it a couple of minutes ago. 0874 100 102. Patrick's over there. Hello,
Ray. You were on about that feckin' Piaggio.
The Piaggio ape, APE. It says here, yeah, is the name of the tuk-tuk truck. Yeah,
ape.
Yeah,
it's actually called.
What?
An ape.
Ape?
Si chiamo Piaggio Ape.
Si chiamo Piaggio Apo Patrico Burn. Thank you for that, sir.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
It's spelled APE. In English, we'd say ape. Today FM's cash machine. Fairness now, it's not a very sexy name for a cool little vehicle, is it? I take your point. An ape. Now I know. Right, lads. Over 20 grand on the line on the Today FM. Even after all this time. Lewis Capaldi. Or Capaldi. Did you say Capaldi or Capaldi, Jim?
It depends which way the wind's blowing, to be honest with you.
Why? What basis does the meteorological conditions... Does the wind blowing direction...
My moods, my whims, they change with the winds.
So what would you go for?
Capaldi.
Capaldi?
Yeah.
You say Capaldi, I say Capaldi. Let's call the whole thing off. Forget me, it's called This Is Today FM. We play the music you love. 0874 100 102.
Alan the painter's been in touch.
Hey,
he says, hi Ray, did you get to see House of the Dragons last night? Wow, in block capitals.
Are you going to ruin anything? Is there a spoiler in there?
There's no spoilers.
Don't read on if there's a spoiler.
He says, wow, what an ending.
Now, oh, I think... you ruined it for everyone.
For God's sake.
Oh, you ruined it.
Every ending is a cliffhanger.
You ruined it.
I ruined nothing.
You ruined the dragons.
They were all everything.
No, dragon.
You know the words, it's just dragon.
Dragons. It's me, dragons. Dragons.
I mean, it's the rhythm sometimes they'll get you.
Catch you, long to bite you in the arse. Those dragons will come back to bite you in the arse. Yeah, I was watching it last night. I was knackered last night watching me dragon. Oh, it was so good. And I'm really tired. Actually, for most TV shows at this stage, I need to watch them with the subtitles on. Otherwise, I haven't a clue. And there's two lads in it. Not ruining it for anyone. There's two lads in it. They're twins. Identical twins, right? So, I don't know if there's... actually two different people playing the role, or if it's one of those CGI things where they have one guy pretending to be two guys. So two guys, they're twins, right? And they've got pretty much the same name.
Awkward.
And the two twins with the pretty much the same name, like there's like, it's like, oh, what are the, what are, oh, I have to look it up, you know. Identical names, and the two of them are sent off to do the same job.
Right.
So the two twins that look identical with the same name.
Barry and Larry.
This is it, you see. They're nearly identical. It's even more identical than Barry and Larry.
Steve and Neve.
You just watch the whole thing going, I have no idea what's happening here. That bit was confusing. But then, yeah, towards the end, amazing. And it's setting up. This is what they always do. With all these big, big TV shows, the second last episode is always the best episode because it sets up then the final episode, which then is supposed to be the cliffhanger for the end of the season. Second last episode's always the best in these TV shows. That's me, Dragons. What else have I got for you? Well, this is Funko. Do you know what Funko is?
Funko. Is Funko something to do with those little figurines?
The bobbleheads, yeah.
Funko Pop.
Funko, yeah.
Funko.
F-U-N-K-O.
Okay, right.
Funko. People collect them. They're like, you can get Marvel ones and you can get Black Panther then and Doctor Strange and Captain America and then you can get DC ones and got your Joker and your Supermans over there.
They're usually for sale in like hobby shops, aren't they?
Funko.
Funko.
Yeah, that's what I said, Funko. So I read this story this morning. Luck, which is a film...
This is walking a tightrope, this story.
Not an easy read.
Funko and Luck.
Yeah, right. So Luck Funko collection has been announced. Do you know what Luck is? Like the movie Luck, have you heard of it?
I don't know.
It's an animated film. It didn't do anything. I'm surprised they're making a Funko collection for Luck.
Slow your roll there, buddy. Slow down.
It's all about Sam, the unluckiest person in the world. The movie brought us the joy that is Simon Pegg as the voice of Bob. The cat comes into Sam's life when she heads into the land of luck. The film had an all-star cast with Whoopi Goldberg voicing the captain and Colin O'Donoghue as Jerry. It was a delight. I don't recall it being a massive success. Does anyone like Luck? Watch Luck with their kids? Anyway, if you're a Luck fan, they've now released Funko Luck and you'll be able to buy the bobblehead items related of Funko related to Luck. Here you go, Luck Funko. Luck Funko. Here you go. Read that five times fast.
You got that ad break ready, right? Luck Funko, Luck Funko, Luck Funko, Luck Funko, Luck Funko. I made it!
It was close.
I'm sweating.
Touch and go there for a moment. I tell you what, the broadcasting authority will be onto us. Sure to... Luck Funko.
Funko, Luck Funko, Luck Funko, Luck Funko. Luck Funko. Spirits move me.
Nothing breaks like a hair from Miley Cyrus. Mark Ronson, Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Eric and Eric are the names of the two twins.
That's too close.
Eric and Eric. And they look exactly the same each other, and they were given the same job on House of the Dragon last night. I couldn't. I wrecked. I couldn't watch it. Ashlyn's over there. All right, Ashlyn.
Holy, for Jesus' sake, two twins are four kids. Come on.
You're not supposed to say two twins. Those two people there are twins. They're two twins.
Yeah, how do you say it otherwise?
So I've got there's a pair of individuals in the room that are twins.
Yes.
And I call the two of them twins. They're two twins. Is that all right, no?
Get your act together.
Sorry.
Love your show.
Hey.
Hi to everyone in ARC Studios.
Hi to all the pedantics in the other pedantics in ARC Studios.
Bye.
Bye. They are two lads, Ray. Oh, it's just two individual people then.
Okay.
Ken and Salah, he says they used to be in Emmerdale. I didn't know that. Eric and Eric. And I watched Luck with my daughter and I loved it from Patsy. Well, there you go. It's an animated movie. You must check it out. And Patsy, if you're such a fan, you can go and buy the Luck Funko.
Careful
Luck Funko,
now.
Luck Funko, Luck Funko. Very dangerous. thin ice, my friend. So much we didn't get to do show today. I swear to God. We didn't get to do Lewis Capaldi Small Things. Lewis Capaldi Small Things. Where Lewis Capaldi announces his next single. It's going to be a cover of the Blink 182 single, All the Small Things, in Lewis Capaldi Small Things. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. Hey, great news. Matt Cooper is on the way next. Ray Foley. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 p.m. With Supermax, home of the 100%.